Everyone, please rise. Many things that I would still love to tell you, but God doesn't have that for you right now. God has for you to learn, not from me, not from others, not from your mom and dad, not from your mom and dad, Pam, but to learn from God through His Word as one now. The things that you have gone through in the what we're gathered here for, and I'm so tempted in my own flesh, I want to use that, you know, that Princess Bride thing and go off like that. But this is a serious time, and I know that you know that. This is a time that you have been waiting for, especially in this, even in these last few weeks, as God has ministered unto your hearts, has ministered unto your heart to say, Pam, it's time, and to minister unto your heart, Pam, when you came to the Lord in fear and trembling and decided that this is the day that you're looking forward to begin. And that as Jesus has done this work in your heart, that I want to also encourage you with this before I even open up the scripture. I want to encourage you with this, that all those things that have gone beyond before, the good things and the bad, and you receive them and they'll still carry on, you have children, that's fine. But as you have stepped out in your commitment and faith to Jesus Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become new. And that's true even of your wedding day. That though you had what some people might call trial basis, you don't have that. Today is this day that you come together, is what Jesus Christ said from the beginning. God made a marriage, male and female, and that you two will be one flesh. And I'm so honored to be able to be your pastor for this marriage ceremony, because the thing, as important as marriages are, and I'd love to perform marriage ceremony, but if two people aren't saved, their marriage doesn't matter. But for two people that are saved, this is a reflection of Christ. And Pam, you got to experience what we will all experience as the bride of Christ, we who are saved by the grace of God. Every eye was upon you. And I know it was a little nerve-wracking, it was nervous. But imagine that Jesus, who loves us, His eyes are fixed upon the bride. And on that day, what a glorious thing when we have the marriage supper of the Lamb. An awesome thing. And the head of your home, which I'm going to read this in Ephesians chapter 5. It gives instruction. It says in verse 22, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of his wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. In that whole passage right there, which, forgive me, I'm getting older, it was a strain to read those things. Even with those things said, apologize, maybe I'm a little nervous too, I'm handling the Word of God. And here before me stand two that tonight is will be as if your first night being together, because this is before God. And God has cleansed all those old things, and it should be such an excitement to you as it will be unto Jesus Christ when He brings the church, when He comes for His bride. Awesome responsibility, brother. Awesome responsibility you have now as a husband. Because there are many men in our village that don't understand, as we've talked about, as you've heard in the messages of our premarital counseling, that there are many men who look at this verse, in this verse here, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands, and they'll take that verse and say, okay, see what it says? You need to submit to me. But they don't finish it. It says, as unto the Lord. And that's your great, great responsibility. And I've said this before, but I want to remind you of it. What a great responsibility. But this causes you to have to lean not upon your mom and dad, not upon even Pam, but upon Jesus Christ to be strengthened to be able to do that. Because she'll submit herself as if she's submitting to the Lord, but that means that you're responsible to be as the Lord. That you... And Pam, I'm telling him most of the stuff because it's his responsibility. If you're to submit to him, he needs to know that he needs to lay down his life for you. And as I mentioned at our dinner table the other night when we had dinner together, that even though as much as I love my daughter, and I'm sure as much as you love Louie and Caleb, that if you were out there in the water and the boat tipped over and Brandon can only save one, it is not to save the children. He needs to lay down his life for you, and even if it means his life, if he dies, because it is for you. That's what the Bible commands. To give your life for his wife, and to lay down his life for, or to pour his life into his children, to raise those children. But it's the wife first unto God. God's always first, last, and everything in between. But the responsibility that he has given you, Brandon, he has given you, Pamela, to be the perfect person in her imperfection to conform you to be just like Jesus. Pamela, God has given you the perfect person in his imperfections. And when he sins, when his mind is not right, when he treats you poorly, he's given you the perfect person to reflect faith and patience and love. And that's okay. He's hearing the Word of God. He's down there and having a good time. That's praise the Lord. So this is an awesome, awesome thing that God has put together. And that you, when you grow in your differences and know that you are different, because where Pam is weak, that's where you're strong. And don't expect her to be strong in that area, because you'll cry out. You'll say, God, why is she like this? Why is she doing this? Because God wants you to be strong. And Pam, you're going to say, oh, Lord, before we were married, Brandon was like this. But now that we're married, I see, even though now that you're married, you'll see things. God will show you things in this married life that are far... I didn't know he was like that. Because God is working patience in your life. A great walk that he is bringing you to. And this, your children, because of what has been going on lately, and if the Lord should tarry, that 25 years from now, that if you even renew these vows, it's this day you'll look upon, and your children will look upon this moment to cherish. It also says in the scriptures to cherish your wife. And you've heard this before from the other minister in the tape, in the CD that I gave you. But it's not a 50-50 relationship. It's not even 100% 100%. If Pam does not respond to your love or attention, you must love her with all your heart, as if you are loving Christ Himself. And Pam, if He fails to respond to you in that with affection, if He fails to listen to you, if He does that thing that aggravates you 489 times, you need to forgive Him and love Him 100% unconditionally. That's what marriage is about. It's about getting up in the morning and having salmonberry pancakes together. Marriage is about being able to have lunch together. You take the time off from there, or going through the difficulties of trying to finish your school while you're raising these kids. Because now you have Pam to help you along to not just raise your kids. You're responsible also for your children as the man, for your sons and daughters. Your responsibility for them. Husbands and fathers are responsible for the family. You're the head, and you'll be held accountable to the Lord. And I'm not trying to scare you off. But this stuff that we have talked about, and I just want to make sure that you hear it one more time before you take those vows. And these vows are solemn vows, because these are vows that you've selected that are before the Lord. Before the Lord. And I'm blessed to bring them to you. These are the vows that you've selected, and I'm going to ask you, Brandon, do you have a ring? Okay. Brandon, if you would care to make your vows before the Lord unto Pamela. Repeat this. With this ring.
I, Brandon.
Take you, Pamela.
To be my wife.
Before God.
Who brought us together.
To love and cherish.
Even as Christ loved the church.
And gave himself for it. To lead you. And share all of life's experiences with you. By following God through them. Through His grace. We might grow together. Into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior. And here too I pledge you my faithfulness. And you may place the ring on your bride's finger. And if you guys wanted to take another picture of that, you can do that. Pamela, do you have a ring? So I can take that. Pamela, as you bring your vows to Brandon before the Lord, you'll repeat this. And with this ring,
I, Pamela,
take you, Brandon,
to be my husband.
Before God,
who brought us together,
to love you,
cherish you,
to submit myself unto you,
in all things,
and to follow you,
through all of life's experiences,
as you follow God,
that through His grace.
We might grow together.
Into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
Our Savior and Lord.
And hereunto.
I pledge you my faithfulness. Well, I've kind of run out of notes here. I guess this is the point where I say, Brandon, please take your bride's hand. And by the authority that is given unto me by Jesus Christ, and not the state of Alaska, but by the Lord Jesus Christ as his minister, I pronounce Brandon and Pamela, husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. Okay. Now we did it. Now I'll present you. Turn you both. Keep her hand. Don't run off. Ladies and gentlemen, I present you Mr. and Mrs. Brandon and Pamela Aguchuk. Take your wife down. Well, everyone please rise as the bride and the groom exit the sanctuary.